USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Some GOP voters in Wisconsin expressing their disappointment in former President Trump's decision to skip tonight's debate. Most of a group of voters speaking with Fox News ahead of the debate said that not taking part is definitely a missed opportunity for Trump. Those voters said they will look for one of the candidates participating in the debate to emerge as someone who can challenge Trump for the Republican nomination. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta tomorrow to surrender in his Georgia election interference case.
Bail bondsman Scott Hall and Trump-allied lawyer John Eastman surrendered on Tuesday, 3 days ahead of Friday's noon deadline. Former President Trump's expected surrender Thursday is separate from any arraignments and is expected to be televised. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell giving a talk this week on the U.S. economic outlook. Powell will deliver that speech Friday morning from the annual Central Bankers Meeting. The Fed chair expected to give his latest views on whether more policy tightening will be needed to bring down inflation during a time of strong economic growth. About one in every five women are mistreated while receiving maternity care, and close to a third face discrimination. That's according to a new CDC report. Those experiences are even more common for Black, Hispanic, or multiracial mothers. About 30% of them faced mistreatment, and 40% said they were discriminated against. Much of the central U.S. dealing with an extremely dangerous heat dome. Forecasters say high temperatures today could surpass 100 degrees in some areas from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast. Major cities like Dallas, Oklahoma City, Louisville, and Nashville under extreme heat alerts. This is USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
A new study says a quarter of all Americans avoid one room in their house. Bree Tennis with more.
Realtors will tell you kitchens sell a home, but a new study by Fresh Express, the salad people, says one in four Americans never set foot in their own kitchens. Those polled say cooking is hard with too many steps and it's just easier to order takeaway.
Former USC star running back Reggie Bush planning to file a defamation lawsuit against the NCAA. The lawsuit based on the NCAA malicious attack of his character through a completely false and highly offensive statement that was widely reported in the media and substantially and irreparably damaged his reputation. That statement in question, alluding to Bush being in a pay-for-play type arrangement during his stint with the Trojans from 2003 to 2005. Bush still attempting to have his 2005 Heisman Trophy reinstated.
But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do? Frasier has left the building.
The hit sitcom Frasier making a comeback. A revival of the series will debut on October 12th with Kelsey Grammer returning as Frasier Crane. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.